Hundreds crowded the sidewalk and spilled into the street yesterday outside the downtown Madison offices of the Government Accountability Board. They cheered as a steady procession of recall volunteers carried boxes full of petitions inside. Among those in the crowd was Ken Weaver, a longtime state employee and union activist. Weaver said hitting a million signatures was big.
It tells a lot, you know. That's almost as many people as voted for Walker as signed their recall petitions to recall him, you know.
Frida Showalter of Madison said she personally gathered hundreds of signatures.
It's not just union workers. It was everybody, young people, old people. It's just showing Scott Walker he's not listening to who Wisconsin is. He's not doing what Wisconsinites want.
Democrats say the overwhelming number of signatures makes a recall election all but inevitable, since Republicans would have to find nearly a half million bad signatures to stop it. But the Government Accountability Board still has to review the petitions. Director Kevin Kennedy says they'll ask a judge for an extension.
We don't know how much time, and we're not even sure if we will give an exact time or if we will just say we need more time, and these are the factors that we're looking at.
Governor Scott Walker was at a New York City fundraiser yesterday, but issued a statement saying he expected Wisconsin voters would stand with him. In addition to the million signatures turned in against Walker, organizers say they turned in nearly 850,000 signatures to force a recall election of Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.